d'une cloche à l'autre.
Forteresse du ciel, un hommage. À CKUT Montreal Presentation, with Marc Vernon aux électroniques, Esther B. au tourne-disque, Léon Lowe au violon, Erin Sexton aux électroniques, Isaiah Saccarelli aux percussions, Simon Laperrière à la voix et Dominique Ferraton à la technique.
Thank you. sous le ciel rouge. Qu'est-ce qu'il s'en passe des choses? Alors que nous sommes perdus dans la bibliothèque de Babel, tu me demandes une histoire. Je sais pourtant qu'elle ne t'intéressera pas, puisqu'elle n'a pas été écrite pour toi. Elle a été écrite à l'intention des ombres. Un homme devait mourir. La date de son décès approcha à grands pas jusqu'au jour où la grande faucheuse se présenta chez lui. « Viens, tu dois me suivre, car ton temps sur Terre est terminé. » L'homme, perplexe et persuadé d'avoir encore quelques tâches à faire parmi les vivants, lui pria de lui accorder une heure, question de se promener près du lac où il avait grandi, avec sa famille, ses enfants, son amour. La mort, clémente, accepta. Elle est beaucoup plus sympathique que l'on pourrait le croire. Mais l'homme avait l'intention de trahir la faucheuse et de trouver un échappatoire. Il vit sur un canot un pêcheur qui avait l'intention de tâter la morue. Il lui fit signe. Le pêcheur innocemment s'approcha de lui, sans se douter que l'homme avait un poignard qui n'attendait que de rentrer dans sa chair. L'homme assomma le pêcheur, et lorsque sa victime perdit connaissance, il s'arma de sa lame et lui arracha la figure pour ensuite arracher la sienne. Il interchangea les deux visages et ensuite coupa la langue du pêcheur pour s'assurer que la mort ne se doute de rien. Lorsque la faucheuse arriva, elle dit au pêcheur, « Viens, c'est à ton tour maintenant de partir. » L'homme resta ainsi, dissimulé derrière le regard d'un autre, pendant des années de douleur, où frappé continuellement par des vagues de regrets, il se dit que la mort bientôt viendrait reprendre son dû, se rendrait compte de sa ruse. Mais peut-être ce ne serait pas la faucheuse qui le tuerait. Peut-être que, comme plusieurs d'entre nous, il mourrait tué par sa vanité. Et ainsi, vivrons-nous pour toujours dans les forteresses du ciel.
le moucheron des eaux. À épaulettes.
Anzac Bridge, Sydney, New South Wales, over Blackwattle Bay. A cable stayed, harp arrangement, with A-frame concrete towers. I didn't start out obsessed with bridges, but going to art school on the bus, I watched this bridge being built, and I saw the concrete towers rising up into the sky, and as the cables were attached, they began to look like a giant harp. I wondered, what would they sound like?
On one of the southwestern inlets of Sydney Harbour, across a quiet backwater called Blackwattle Bay, they're building the biggest piece of urban sculpture Australian cities have seen for years. And as it grows, as the main span lurches into the void, artists, sculptors and photographers are documenting it.
We had a young lass who was studying at Sydney College of the Arts, and she wanted to do an art piece on the bridge. But she was interested in the sound of the stay cables and the effects of the vibration of the cables and what sounds they produce.
This is the new Glebe Island Bridge. Two towers reaching 120 metres into the sky. The bridge dwarfs the old Glebe Island Bridge and the surrounding industrial and residential landscape on a scale of about 10 to 1. Each tower is about the height of a 40-storey building.
She presented it to me that she saw the bridge being itself a modern urban temple with the stay cables reaching up to the cathedral-type ceiling.
The city is our temple, electronic networks our religion, and the sound of the Glebe Island Bridge cables is the voice of the divine.
If you remember, I had little models of the towers. And we're having a bit of fun with you, using the models of the towers as telephones and talking to each other.
Hold the telephone.
From the western tower now dangles a network of cables spreading out like a giant spider web.
So she's actually come out and measured the noise and monitored and recorded the noise of the stay cables.
The bridge can appear fragile and tenuous, resembling a spiderweb spun across the void, creating a path where before there was only air. The bridge hangs, improbably suspended by threads. You imagine these could snap at any moment, but they are engineered strong and resilient. The cables look like a harp, waiting to be plucked by angels or passing giants.
You received a letter from me many years ago. I wanted to record the cables of the bridge. What did you actually think when you got there?
I thought you were having a joke with me, actually, Jodie. When I stopped laughing, we gave you access to the bridge when we were nearing completion of construction, and you made some remarkable recordings.
Something that I never would have imagined the cables sounded like.
No, certainly we had a lot of other technical issues on our mind that when we were building the bridge, and when you came along it was a bit of a breath of fresh air, I think.
Had one proposal to have a concert on the bridge for stringed instruments because they saw the relationship between the bridge with being like a harp.
The Aeolian harp, said to be the instrument of Aeolus, Greek god of wind, is not played by human hands, but by the wind. The melodies and harmonies are not chosen by human intervention, but are the improvisation of nature itself.
The question of music is really important here. The ancient Greeks thought there's a genuine harmony of the spheres, that in fact harmony is symbol is the word. It's both part of the divine and also points us towards divine harmony, which seems to be lacking in, for the most part, in everyday life. There really is harmony, it's just we don't hear it because we're mired, for example, in the Platonic metaphor of the cave. We're chained to the wall, we're underground, we're only seeing reflections of reflections, reflections of reflections, and silhouettes. Mysticism, music and mathematics all come together in the engineering of the bridge, and I don't think it brings together the gods, but it brings together bizarre new affects you could never have experienced, and bizarre new experiences and bizarre new thoughts that you could probably never have had before industrial modernity.
Let us cross a great modern capital with our ears more alert than our eyes and create mental orchestrations of the crashing down of metal shop blinds, slamming doors, the hubbub and shuffling of crowds, printing works, electric power stations, underground railways and bridges.
Lady overheard on the bus as she went past the bridge when it was being built. She said, "Oh, the bridge looks really nice, doesn't it? It's going to look even better when they get those ugly cables off."
The opening of Sydney's $170 million Glebe Island Bridge has been hailed as a great success by organisers.
The Premier, Bob Carr, cut the red ribbon with the same scissors used by Jack Lang 63 years ago to open the Sydney Harbour Bridge. Mr Carr brushed aside critics, including the Prime Minister, who've attacked the design of the bridge.
So there are the people that were critical of it and didn't want change, didn't want to see the world move on, I suppose.
Looking at the sweeping cables and concrete towers, few could disagree that Glebe Island Bridge is set to join the ranks of Sydney icons.
I suppose the other aspect is that beauty is in the eye of the beholder, isn't it? And as an artist, you know that.
That the eyes of the entire world will be on this bridge when the marathon runs across the bridge to the Olympic Stadium at Homebush.
The new Glebe Island Bridge is expected to open to traffic any minute now.
A $3 million security upgrade on the Harbour and Anzac bridges is about to get underway, part of the government's program to upgrade security on significant landmarks in the wake of the September the 11th attacks in the United States.
And will provide round-the-clock surveillance.
The destruction of bridges is a very important part of our sense of war, isn't it?
In Europe, there are an enormous number of bridges destroyed during the war. That has really led to the development of cable-stayed bridges.
Oh, the unconscious is structured like a carnage.
Surely there's like loathing, hatred, disgust, and terror like lurking in every binding.
Will the sound of the cables played together on bridges around the world become an instrument of connection? Their voices join to form a harmonic choir, escaping the bounds of earthly purpose and soar out into the ether, singing a chorus of exultation.
I imagine angels dancing on Anzac Bridge, watching over the city as we sleep.
Multiple angels,
swarms of angels, all signalling in this weird turbulence.
Around me, hovering like guardian angels.
Dreaming of faraway places. My desire for bridges will never be satisfied. It has somehow become a lifelong obsession. There are bridges I dream of hearing in Scandinavia, Portugal, Spain, South America, North America, Japan. The world has so many more bridges, and I want to hear them all singing together in a symphony, a global symphony of bridges. McIntyre Bridge, Victoria, over the Barwon River in Geelong. A cable-stayed footbridge and sewerage aqueduct. I found that the Geelong Beekeepers Club met under the bridge on the third Friday each month. I also learned that commercial refrigeration had been invented in a cave down the river.
practically horizontal beam spanning right across the river. A continuous girder, trapezoidal cross-section, 180 feet side spans and 270 feet main span. Provide the required stiffness. There were other technical innovations.
To the Greeks, techne means neither art nor handicraft, but rather to make something appear within what is present. Techne has been concealed in the tectonics of architecture since ancient times.
The painstaking work of crafting a bridge, of building it, of making it, actually brings together all of the disparate aspects of human life. It connects, in fact, the disparate.
The bridge is a location. It allows a space into which earth and heaven, divinities and mortals are admitted.
Is like a crossroads. It's a place in which unforeseen encounters can take place and which is in itself the residues of a creative process.
I walk down to the next bridge.
There's a few regulars that go for a walk, I usually say good day, but that's about it.
Yeah, I always walk over this bridge, a bit of exercise. Because I'm an old fart, I need the exercise, you see.
I used to live up the road and we used to jump off the bridge when we were kids and go swimming, so we were reminiscing. God knows what's in the river now.
I mean, this is a smelly bridge too. I won't say what's underneath our feet, but anyway.
The McIntyre Bridge, as you say, is a footbridge across the Barwon.
Gets us across the river, so.
Constructed as an aqueduct to discharge sewerage.
Carries a lot of poo under it.
Which leads to the coast at Black Rock.
As the great French psychoanalyst Jacques Lacan says, la civilisation c'est l'aiguë, which means civilisation is the sewer.
The only works of art America has given the world are her plumbing and her bridges.
Duchamp is already bringing together plumbing and bridges, and it's good to see this Duchampian bridge is finally incarnated in a small town close to Melbourne.
Which is in E major pentatonic scale.
Cave in the river, yes, upstream of the McIntyre Bridge, experiments on making blocks of ice. And so Geelong was the first place in the world to have refrigeration obtained by ice, which had been produced artificially.
Building brings the fourfold into a thing, the bridge, and brings forth the thing as a location, out into what is already there, room for which is only now made by this location.
Heidegger, it's actually the bridge that makes the place rather than the place that makes the bridge. And in fact, the bridge is a connection, and it's a connection thrown out across, well, the abyss or across the river.
Your journey into a city or out of a city is shaped by the bridges.
My real journey is always to the bridge.
Thank you.
And so you didn't hit the bottom?
No. There was no weeds, no anything in it, so never touched the bottom at all.
My feet ring with the metallic echoes from walking across all these bridges. Have I arrived? Where and what is it that I'm looking for? Valley of the Giants, Treetops Walk, Walpole, Western Australia. For me, this was a bridge between earth and sky, a bridge of metaphor and dreams, taking us from the mortal realm up into the heavens. It was also the most remote bridge I visited and required a 5-hour journey south from Perth into the far southwest corner of Western Australia.
Valley of the Giants Road,
where the big bridge is, and the Treetop Walk. These forests that we have here are pretty special, but the Red Tingle Forest is extra special because of the shape of them. They are prehistoric and they buttress out, they burn out over hundreds of years until they're eventually shaped like a cave.
I guess people were then walking through the forest in an uncontrolled way. And
people used to camp in them. There was one that we had that cars were driven into, coaches were driven into it, and eventually it fell down. What's going to happen if a lot of our big trees are going to be destroyed like this?
Drawing people deep into the forest.
But we can't have the damage.
The two objectives really to stop that degradation of the forest and then give people the opportunity to become more aware of a unique forest that's only in that part of the world.
These trees were plentiful millions and millions of years ago. They just stayed in this pocket. We do have good rainfall here. It's a cooler temperature.
There was always a drizzle and the rain problem. This half of the world is actually quite different to the eastern seaboard.
We have lots of huntsmen. Bandicoots, lockers, woylies, possums, basker gales. Eats the huntsman spiders. It's like a little squirrel, bushy tail. Grandma Tingle has a face and she's got two eyes and she's got a horn and she's a beautiful old girl. They get up to about 240 to 250 years of age.
Bridges are essentially quixotic, impossible projects. One makes a leap of faith, both building a bridge and crossing one.
Some people say that it looks like Sydney Harbour Bridge upside down. There is pylons and there's spans between the pylons. There's six spans and it's the longest bridge you're going to be going on.
Maybe I should stop looking for a place where I belong and just be where I am, here, for a moment.
The walk is 600 metres from the time you buy your ticket. The weight of just the steel trusses is 10 tonne.
Client, being foresters, were a very wood culture and they initially anticipated the winning scheme to be wooden pole, wooden sticks, rope wrapped around the trees, and we brought steel into the project.
And these pylons are made of a special steel.
Steel that rusts, creates a film like a crust, and then it stops rusting.
That is to make them blend in with tree trunks.
Bridges take you across the chasm from one state to another. If you are paying attention, you can be transformed by your passage over the bridge. The key is not to wonder how or why, but simply to trust. Follow your imagination and finally give in to magic and mystery.
And even though it's just a bridge, it's not a bridge. You can stand there just for ages, just looking.
Draw a line through the forest, and then we kind of elevated that line, lift that line up off the ground.
Because the funguses are just superb. White, yellow, orange, green, purple, slimy funguses that are on the ground.
Raise the bridge gently, arc it up into the treetops.
The red tingles have a lot of hollows.
Vertically up from the forest floor to the treetop.
So you'll see a lot of bird life close up.
Circling around.
Cuckoos, cockatoos, cuckoo shrike, 28 parrots.
Unfold the view.
The bridge takes you up and out of the everyday. It gives a space to be in the moment, reflect, contemplate, a stillness that you don't find in everyday life.
Wild beehives hanging from branch and look straight into a wild beehive.
The form of the bridge was really a metaphor taken from two of the most common plants on the ground, the blade grass, that most common kind of weedy thing on the site, became the bridge.
The stem of the leucopogon or the tassel flower is the pylon, and the star-shaped flower is the platform that you look from when you're up there.
A tassel flower, which was
it is red and white, and it hangs like a little tassel.
With a kind of flower on the top.
Well, it's the leaves that are star-shaped. And then when they get their new leaves, lime greeny colour, mushroomy pink, dark green. So the whole forest floor looks like the fairies have put all these little stars in all different colours all through it.
Bridge, held up by nothing he could see, was a dazzling construct. It too seemed to be made of light, of air, of feelings.
One was the swaying and the other one was the open mesh flooring.
You actually can see the ground. Sometimes it bounces a bit, sometimes it moves left and right, sometimes you get a bit of both.
Sort of being in a tree, branches move and the wind blows, the tree moves, kind of got a nice oscillation to it.
So, and you go, you start at 9 metres off the ground and you'll end up at 40 metres at the very high point.
Vertigo. A feeling of spinning round and being unable to balance, caused by looking down from a height.
Some parents that can't go up during the day because they're too frightened will do it at night because they can't see the bottom.
I mean, the faith could be in the faith that it won't fall down.
It's a sensation that starts at my feet and then it rises.
I'm not overly frightened of heights, so I think I've actually learnt that a lot of people are.
A little bit sweaty, a little bit unstable, almost a bit shaky.
We've had people that have climbed up Sydney Harbour Bridge and they've come here and said, oh, that was different.
It's a bit panicky and it's a bit that thing of I'm gonna fall.
People with vertigo don't do it.
The bridge is an emblem of the traversal of danger.
And if I do not cross, it is better to try to cross that bridge and fail than not to try at all.
Crossing over the abyss, over the wild river below, as a sort of trial or a test to pass, like the bridge is also always a test.
The bridge had turned into air. And into dreams. I guess that's why bridges appeal. Not quite here or there, suspended, mid-air, on the way somewhere. I always did like gaps.
D'une cloche à l'autre.